And it can be really tricky, can't it, to trust God? You know, we can't see him. We sometimes feel like we don't hear him. So I wonder if there's anyone here who trusts me enough to put a blindfold on. Oh, Lexi does. Do you want to come, Lexi, then? Okay. So pop that on, Lexi. Right. Does anyone want to come and spin Lexi around really fast? Come on, Mercy. Come and spin her around so fast. Hang on a minute. Just a minute, Lexi. Give Dave a wave at the back. Okay, you know Dave, don't you? Yeah. So your aim is you've got to get to Dave. Is that easy?
No.
No? Well, it's just straight down there. Yeah. Straight down.
But if I end up walking that way.
Do you think you will?
Maybe.
Well, let's see. But I'm going to give you some instructions, and you trust me, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll all be good. Okay. Right. Can you see? How many fingers? Okay, spin around then, Mercy. Go on. Really fast. And then the other way. The other way. Really fast. Okay. Right, Lexi, where's Dave? Okay. Do we trust her? Okay, thank you, Mercy. You can sit down. Right, so, Lexi, take 3 steps backwards. Okay, Lexi, turn 45 degrees. It's a maths lesson as well. Lexi, take 3 steps forward. Okay. Right. Miriam, come and help Lexi down the step. Right. Let your friend help you. Okay. 1 step, 2 step. Okay. Lexi, turn 45 degrees. The other 45 degrees. Brilliant. Okay, Lexi, take 10 steps. Are you feeling confident, Lexi? Okay, so what about if somebody else was to give you instructions? Perhaps somebody whose voice you don't know quite so well. Would you still feel confident? Any volunteers?
Lexi, go forward 5 paces and stop. I said too many. Take 1 pace to your left. Go forward until I tell you to stop. And stop. Turn to your left 90 degrees. Go forward 2 paces. Go to your right 1 pace. Go forward until I tell you to stop. And stop.
Yeah. Really well. What about if we swap voices again?
Yeah.
Yeah? You reckon you'd still trust somebody? Do you want to choose someone, Mike?
If I've trusted someone this far, yeah.
Do you want to, Darlene?
Darlene? No, no.
Darlene's mum, Sarah? No.
Shall we get a mail because it's to do with directions?
Oh, I know. George looks keen. He does look.
He hides his enthusiasm well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right, turn to the right 90 degrees. Go straight forward 10 paces. Go forward 3 more paces. Turn to the left 45 degrees. Go forward 2 paces. Dave, will you cooperate, please?
Very good. Well done. You did well there, Lexi, but were there a few times you felt a little bit nervous that you had to trust somebody that you didn't... Did you know it was Mike? Did you recognise his voice? It was Mike who was giving you directions. So, yeah, it can be difficult, can't it, to trust people when we don't know necessarily their voice. So, Rachel, if you'd like to come and read to us.
The reading today can be found in the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 to 7 and 15 to 16, and can be found on pages 11 and 12 of your church Bibles. That's Genesis 17, 1 to 7 and 15 to 16. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous." Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. And kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be with God, to you and to your offspring after you." God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of people shall come from her." This is the word of the Lord.
So in the Bible, God always makes the promise that he's going to watch out for the descendants of Abraham, and he's always going to be their God. And Abram becomes Abraham because he's going to be the leader and the founder of nations. Abraham was the father of Isaac, who was the father of Jacob, from whom came the sons that make up the tribes of Israel. And eventually, from the line of one of those tribes, came a very significant son. Put your hand up if you've ever moved house. Keep your hand up if it was stressful. It is one of the most stressful things you can do, move house. There are so many things you've got to take into consideration. Once you've actually got the keys to the property, is the van going to turn up on time? Are people that you're trusting with your possessions going to move them carefully? Or is your collection of valuable china going to go rolling and spinning down the road? Is the house ready for you to move into? I remember moving into one vicarage once when I got there with the removal van, there was water pouring through the ceiling. So it wasn't a particularly brilliant start. But do you think you'd ever move house if you didn't even know where you were going? Abraham did a lot of trusting that God was going to take care of him. But sometimes it's just hard to trust someone, as we saw earlier. But God promises to be with us always. Even though God knew that people were going to try and abandon him and turn away from him, and they certainly did, God was faithful. Many years after Abraham, a man called David came along. God made David the king, gave him many important victories in different battles. But God also made a promise to David. God told David that his line was going to continue, and that his throne, his kingdom, was going to be established forever. And that might have been a comfort to David, knowing that his descendants would take over from him. But something much deeper is going on in that promise. God is assuring David that not only would the kingdom remain in his family name, but eventually the ultimate King of Kings would come from that line. So from Abraham through David, many kings and fathers later, Jesus was born. And Jesus was the final fulfillment of God's plan. Kings failed. People rebelled. But God's son Jesus would bring hope and salvation. And quite often in the scriptures, we hear Jesus being called the Son of David. So David had a lasting legacy as a king. And Jesus, to note that Jesus came from, Jesus was a descendant from David, was really significant. Again, that's all about establishing the throne. And this was a different kind of a throne, because Jesus created a new covenant with his life, his death, and his resurrection. He fulfilled the law and set about establishing that covenant of grace and forgiveness, not just for the people of Israel, but for all people throughout the world, throughout time. Because God sent Jesus to earth to heal, to preach, to teach, and to love, and to show how much God loved his people. And more importantly, Jesus came to die so that we might have eternal life. So Jesus was God in human form, come to show us just how much God loves us. And Jesus was the final fulfilling of everything that God had promised all those thousands of years before. Everything that had been foretold and hoped for came true in Jesus. So Jesus is our reminder that God is always going to keep his promises and will be with us always. And sometimes we just have to trust. Trust God for the big things, but also place our trust in God for the little things as well. And sometimes we don't know where that small voice is going to guide us. But when that happens, we just have to place our ultimate trust in God, and God will get us through. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.